Trinity Quick Hits. And they are brought to you by
Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Texas Land and Cattle.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers.
So, anytime that you have a standoff that involves pizza, mm-hmm. it's a good standoff.
Like a pizza war?
Of sorts, yes. Irving Police had to. Let me take this out there. Now you're good. Irving Police said a man called a nearby pizzeria on Tuesday night. His name is Daniel Gurney. He called and he said, yeah, I want a large pizza and, mushrooms and sausage and Canadian bacon and all that. And the manager said, okay, sure. What's your name, sir? Daniel Gurney. The manager instantly recognized Gurney as a former customer who once used a bad credit card. Mm-hmm. So then he called police to report him for fraud, saying he's at home. He's ordering a pizza to be delivered right now. Then police ran a check on the address given by the pizzeria manager.
Mm-hmm.
They learned that Daniel Gurney had 4 probation violation warrants out for aggravated assault. So officers show up at his house. And this is late at night. This is 12:30, or I guess in the morning, 12:30 a.m. this morning. So they arrived to arrest Daniel Gurney, but he didn't cooperate. He tries to run through the back door of his house, but police were right there in the back waiting on him to do that. Mm-hmm. He then goes back into the house, refusing to come out with all the doors locked. So given his violent history and all of his warrants out there for aggravated assault, he was not one to be taken lightly, and the cops didn't, so they called in a SWAT unit. So here comes a SWAT unit to arrest this guy who basically busted his own ass because of pizza.
He wanted to order a pizza.
Yes. During the standoff, so just imagine some sort of Lethal Weapon type scene outside a house where the cops, the SWAT teams are all out there. They got the big spotlight on his house, and it's pretty crazy. The neighborhood people are all out there trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
All the big vehicles and stuff.
Yeah. Well, here comes a car that pulls up right next to all these cars, all the cop cars. And a guy gets out of the car. The cops are, you know, trying to figure out if this guy is in cahoots with the guy in the house, with Daniel Gurney.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy reaches into his car to pull out a pizza.
Okay.
Yes, Daniel Gurney had ordered another pizza during the standoff.
He got hungry.
Yes.
All that attention.
He didn't have any food in his house, and he didn't know he was starving, and he was willing to wait these cops out, but he needed his pizza.
That is awesome.
Order yes. your pizza!
So surely they didn't let him deliver the pizza.
No, no! They told the pizza guy, get the hell out of here, man!
So he just called another company.
Yes, he called another company that he didn't have an issue with, I guess, and they showed up to his house with a pizza.
Only to find that there's a standoff going on.
Yes.
Right. Over pizza.
Right. They had to use beanbag rounds. I don't know what that is.
They're just what they sound like.
Okay.
It's like something you shoot out of a big old shotgun type weapon, and they're these little beanbags that are non-lethal.
Tear gas and flashbang grenades before he finally surrendered peacefully.
Well, he probably surrendered because he was hungry.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, he knew he could get something in jail. Maybe a biscuit and a prune, but something.
Yeah. Or I think if you go to Highland Park, you get Babe's chicken, right?
Anyone? Really?
Anyone?
You do?
I've heard that.
You do what? Say that again.
If you
really?
Get, yeah, if you get arrested in Highland Park, they'll give you Babe's chicken.
Bubba's.
Bubba's. Oh, really?
Bubba's.
Bubba's is good.
How do you know that?
I worked for a semester as an intern for the Highland Park Police before I got into my radio career.
In other words, you were arrested.
Look, they don't like pot at Highland Park, Danny, okay?
Well, 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 a pot party.
No, it's well, 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 a marijuana party. I was a kid.
Yeah. Because you would never
do. Did you try and talk your way out of it? Or did you go quietly?
I went quietly.
You would never attend a marijuana party now.
No, I would not.
Mm-mm. Anyway.
So, good luck to Daniel Gurney with his pizza. You know what? We didn't play one cut from our night with Kid, and I believe it deserves to be played. And it goes along the same line of...
It's a big sing-along.
He likes to sing, and everybody likes to sing with him if they know the song. So this is the final cut we had in the car when we were driving back from the media party to the bar with me and Mike and Kid and Donnie and Kat.
No, you come with the joy down.
Which one?
Oh, shit. See that? Yeah. Man, we need to smoke
this
break.
It's all friends.
No, no. Somebody sleeping in my bed.
There you go. I like the fast.
Messing with my head.
Taking my place.
Eating my body.
Taking my place.
Yeah, that was the problem. I'm not just
taking your warm embrace. There's something to heal. Something wrong. Blood is written on your face.
The former Oilers receiver?
No.
That was funny.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the Drew Hill sing-along.
If I ever get to the point where I feel like Kid sounds in the car going to a bar, I've already been home for an hour and brushed my teeth and already in bed.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people go hard, Dan.
Man, that's so impressive.
Some people go hard. And
100.
He go hard.
Let's keep it at 100 for sure.
Yep. No doubt. Hit it again tonight. So... there is one angle to the Chris Kyle story that we talked about back in the day whenever this lawsuit was going down, and that is the Jesse Ventura lawsuit against not only the Kyle family, but also against HarperCollins, the publishing company that published American Sniper, because remember there was that part in the book where Ventura, or I guess Chris Kyle, said that he punched out a former Navy SEAL in a bar for saying in a bar that SEALs, quote, deserve to lose a few in Iraq. And he said he punched Jesse Ventura out, and it never happened. That's the really weird part about Chris Kyle, is that later on in his life, he just started telling these really wild tales, and he put that one in the book. So Jesse Ventura wins a lawsuit for $1.8 million against him. And... now he's still in litigation over HarperCollins. So he got $1.8 million from the Kyle family. Oh, hey, buddy. Sit down.
My ears are burning.
Sit your ass down. We just played a... here, you'll love this. Right there. Here's Kid.
Can we play the good one, the really funny one?
Yeah.
Okay, the first one you played. This is the best.
All right, so, Kid, unbeknownst to you, as you struggle to put the headset on, I know it's tricky. It's very, very tricky.
Man. A lot of wires getting tangled there. That's all right, though.
All right, so when we were in the car driving from the media party.
Hold on.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
We were driving from the media party to the bar.
Yeah.
The bar in which you collapsed in.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, right? It was a good fall, man. So we were recording all the sing-alongs. We had a bunch of sing-alongs in the car.
Did we?
Oh, we did. There is no doubt.
What?
So
yeah.
You sang quite a few songs, and you made up some songs as well. And so we're trying to find someone to to actually record this country song.
Yeah,
that,
I love the fact that Kid is now going down the path of Darius Rucker and Lionel Richie. Famous African-American gentlemen that have gone country.
Who is it? Is that Danny?
That's Danny.
Hey, Kid, what's up?
What's up, man?
Kid was very disappointed that you were not
there. I want to hang with Kid so
no
much.
No Danny, no Jake, no TC. I was really upset.
I know. Like, he wanted to meet the whole crew.
I swear to God. All right.
All right, so here you go.
So ahead, what did I say?
Well, here we go. Here's our conversation.
Okay.
Love,
Yo.
There's just one thing to say about that, and that is ticket stock.
But it says a lot about the black man.
What does it say?
What? Man, that was the worst shit.
When we met love, are you calling me?
Look, I gotta tell you right now the problem with the black guy.
You come out with the problem. Hey, the problem with the black guy.
Too many.
Corby steps out.
Yeah. Too many songs about let's make love and all that horse. Who wants to make love?
What black guy said? Let's make love.
Nobody wants. Do that.
You gotta get your impressions right.
No, there's none of that. There's none. Nobody wants to do that.
What do they want
to
do?
Let's make it. No. You just want to fucking hammer it home. That's it.
What?
Yes. What? There's no making love.
Why doesn't the country guy do that, Joe? I want to hammer it home. I want to put her head through the headboard.
Well, yeah. Whoa. Exactly.
I want to hammer it home. Maybe I'd give her some damn brain damage. So she can stop nagging about the damn kids and
a woman on
damn.
Wow. Oh my god, my favorite line. Maybe I'd give her some G damn brain damage.
Well, you really had a full form thing working there.
I need to go to rehab right now. They're waiting for me, man. When I land back in L.A., I'm going straight to Malibu.
To Promise Keepers, whatever. Promise, yeah, Passages.
Pal Promise Keepers.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
They won't take me there. That place will burst into flames if I walk into that, Bubba.
Oh, man.
I got to go to Passages.
Welcome, kid.
Wow.
$40,000
you know,
a day.
You know what's so bad? I have no recollection of that whatsoever, dude. But that was pretty cool.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
That's a Ryan's joint, boy.
There you go.
Here, let's see if we can dig up another
sweet
one.
Sweet gray love.
Which one?
Oh, shit. See that? Yeah. Man, we smoking
this so fast.
No. I'm somebody sleeping in my bed.
There you go. I like the fast.
Messing with my head.
God.
Taking my place. Eating my bed.
Donovan on the back.
In my bed. Taking my place.
Taking my place.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Listen to Donnie. They're getting after it.
Word. He's getting that Drew Hill in.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but I kind of remember that conversation. It was just like, you know, like that's like the black guy's biggest fear. Like, you know what I mean? You can't be calling no other dude's name or sleeping in my bed, you know? It's like, you can't do that, man. That's a deal breaker. You know what I'm saying?
When's the Glazer party?
Yo, that's tonight. That's going to be hot. I already, I just came from Marley's.
Oh, you were back over at your t-shirt on.
Shout out. Yeah. Shout out to AJ at Marley's.
Yeah.
Haven't paid for a drink yet. Cool. I think I got a chance of smashing a couple of waitresses over there.
Good. Good.
Right. I tell them I know the Cobra. You know what I'm saying?
It works.
He's back on the horse.
Yeah, so Glazer's party. Hey, probably me about that 10-ish. It's going to be hot. I found out from, my man over at Marley's that the club it's at, Maya Day or whatever, so it's like a hot club.
Is it in Phoenix?
It's in Scottsdale.
Oh, it's in Scottsdale.
Yeah, like where we were last time, right? That's where the media party was. Right?
Yeah. That's where I wanted to stay in Scottsdale, but we didn't have the...
Y'all are staying there near
We're close. Right? Yeah, we're close enough.
Yeah.
So when you woke up on Donovan's bed, you were close.
I totally. Yeah. Dude, you know what's so funny about it? Like, I told Donovan this earlier. I was like, because usually I wake up and I find a way to make it back to, you know, where I'm staying. So when I woke up today, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I saw Donovan. I'm like, whoa!
Where am I, man?
Exactly. Donovan in a suit. You know, I thought maybe, like, I don't know. I thought I was dead and I'm in a casket and, like, people are coming to look at me.
All right, we got to go to break.
All right.
We late.
All right.
Low T, baby, low T.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sick 35-year-old to kick it. So, Kobe, huh?
Kobe, out. 9 months. Your boy Kobe, kid, is out 9 months.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
He, shoulder surgery and out for 9 months. And now you have to ask the question. He'll be 37 next year.
coming off Achilles and shoulder. Is he, I mean, I know he'll come back because he's Kobe. But, dude, why would any free agent even consider heading that way?
You know, the way things have gone for him this year, and that story that Henry Abbott wrote at the start of the season is still out there. A lot of people have tried to knock that story down. I believe that story. I think there is far more to that, more credence to that story than fiction.
Are you a Laker fan?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm a New York Knicks fan.
No, they're good.
I don't like the way the Lakers play.
And matter of fact, Melo was at the Alicia Keys party that we played at.
Oh, really?
The weekend. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a lie. I'll show you this picture. I got a picture with his wife. I got a picture with Lala.
Ah, Lala.
Lala-licious. Yeah, you know what? I agree with you, Mike, that I think cats are waiting for that Kobe era to be over.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing.
There's nothing there.
But ordinarily there's nothing not to like about playing for the Lakers. You know, it's L.A. and it's right. The Lakers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they went after all these high-toned guys this offseason, and none of them wanted to do it.
Dwight Howard, one and done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, Dwight is Dwight. But Dwight's not, you know, Dwight went there thinking, yo, it's L.A., I could do, you know what I mean? Like how when Shaq went there from Orlando.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's looking at the blueprint. But Kobe just made it so unbearable.
That is so weird to me that guy, as much success as he's had, that he is not more open to change and like at that age, like Dirk.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirk is blacker than Kobe. Okay, bro. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you all you need to know about Kobe Bryant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
His wedding. Not one of his teammates went to his wedding.
Okay, that
not one. That tells you everything you need to know about dude.
That didn't make sense to me. Did they not?
No, you're not.
Mike,
not
at all.
So he's
not
been hated. So he's been hated basically from the get go.
Or he's hating. I don't know what it is.
That's a lot of it.
Okay, this is the guy. This is the same guy, right? This is the same guy that ran around talking about, I don't have to hang out at clubs with my teammates because I'm married and I got a family. I don't got to. That doesn't bring us together. Blah, 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 blah. And then what happens? He gets caught with the
Colorado
hotel clerk.
Yeah.
Who's a deuce. She's a deuce. You know what a deuce is, Mike?
I have an idea.
It's 2 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. I plowed through a few deuces myself in my day.
Right. Well, we all.
Yeah,
have.
Sometimes deuces are all we
I might have hit a deuce last night. I don't even know.
No, Donovan,
I might have dropped a deuce on myself last night. I don't know. But what I'm saying, see, that's all you need to know about. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? And personally, I like Kobe. I you know when I met Kobe? I met Kobe when he was, this is real deals. All right, I was still living on the East Coast. My buddy, Charlie Mack, he was down with Will Smith and all these guys out of Philly. Does a celebrity basketball game every year. So way, 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 way back in the days, I forgot what year. So we go down there, and he introduces me to this guy at halftime. He says, yo, man, this is a high school guy, man. He's getting ready to come out of Philly, man. He's getting ready to go to the league. And I meet this guy, and it's Kobe. And then next year I saw him again. He came down to a taping. I was taping Sister Sister, a TV show we used to do, and he came down there with his moms and his sister. You know what I mean? So I know dude for a long time. I like dude, man, but, I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, you know, it's like, come on, man, you can't get along with Shaq?
Yeah.
You can't get along with Shaq?
The most likable human being
can't
on
get along
the planet.
With Shaq?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
And guess what? I'm going to Jake Glazer's party tonight. Come on, Mike.
What are the three things on, that Jake? What
F,
are the three
F
things?
F Corby, man. Corby's gonna. I already know he's gonna suss out on
I
us tonight.
I need a nap.
Where's John Fahey when you need him? Smoke out with the Fahey's, bro.
Boy, he would roll.
Fahey will be here in about 11
me
minutes.
Me and the Fahey outside Hyenas smoking dubs.
Anyway.
Huh? You ready for that top 10, boats?
Ah, forget it.
I know I'm snitching. Sorry.
So you can segue now to David Moore, who's coming up.
Who I saw last night. And you know what, David Moore? You don't sound anything like your voice.
I don't. Did
it look like his voice?
No, you look.
I have like a Kermit the Frog voice. Is that what you're saying?
No. I didn't expect you to look like that. You know, I mean, I think you look good. You look good in a very, no homo kind of way.
He dreamed of you being Clooney, I think, and you're sorely disappointed.
I don't know. I don't know the cowboy insider. I don't know. Maybe I thought you had like one of those hats or something.
With press
on it.
Now, he does a show with Robert Walonsky, and Robert knows everybody.
Yeah.
You know Robert?
I don't. I know his voice. I know everybody's voice, but I don't know everybody's face.
Say hi, Robert.
Where's Robert at?
I'm back in the studio.
Oh, they didn't bring you out either?
He wasn't invited.
Oh, God.
Right?
Man, you guys have a pecking order at the ticket.
Well, we have a budget.
Right. Yeah.
Whenever these big events come around, you know where everybody stands.
Well, when you're only on for 1 hour a week. You know.
Well, see, and you really weren't aware of, until you woke up, our hotel situation. You walked outside. You probably walked out there and you're like, so this is where you're staying, huh?
Yeah.
This is where I slept?
Accumulus Station. I was like, can you guys please take me back to the Westin, please?
Yes.
All right.
What do y'all got coming up, Dave and Rob?
Well, you guys may not remember, but 55 years ago today, a certain NFL franchise was awarded.
Today?
Today, 55 years ago today.
Today.
Was awarded to the Dallas...
Texans.
No.
What were they?
Rangers.
Oh, I didn't even know. I never knew that.
Of course Mike would know that.
Dallas Rangers.
Bing, ring, 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 ring.
Just because I'm old.
I'm right behind you, boss.
We're going to talk
about that. How are we going to commemorate this?
We are going to have on a friend of ours, I think a friend of yours as well, Angus Wynn. You know Angus?
Yes, of course.
You know Angus's relationship
to... The anus.
Yes, Angus Wynn will be here. You know Angus's relationship to the Cowboys and its founding?
Yep.
His uncle was Bedford Wynn, who was the other founding partner of the Dallas Cowboys, the forgotten partner of the Cowboys. He and Clay Murchison. So Angus is going to talk a little bit about that, what happened to Bedford, how he got erased from the history books.
And wow, the great Angus Wynn. Well, tell him hi for me, for crying out loud.
I will. We'll also talk about the day he brought Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, and James Brown to town. How's that?
That's awesome. Good.
Tell him that Angus is on him.
Man, you are a fan. You are a P1.
I'm a stan. I'm a stan.
It's incredible, man. It is. You are a stan.
It's a stan.
I never would have imagined, when I'm sitting there listening to Funhouse and Getting Funky, that one day we'd be talking about...
What you know about Getting Funky? Play that funky music, quiet boy.
It's my ringtone.
Much love.
So we need a break here, David, or what?
Do it.
I think we're done.
All right.
Three, two.